Wondering what life is really like on Canada's wild and crazy West Coast? This podcast is all about the people, the places, and Vancouver Island time. Together, we'll explore this island paradise, a combination of ocean, city, and country living. We'll meet the fabulous locals such as the Fudge Fairy and the Chicken Lady, who have chosen Victoria and Vancouver Island as their home. And we'll learn what makes this place unique and special to those who live here. And now, your host of Vancouver Island Time, Jane Johnston.
Hi, everybody. It's Jane Johnston with Vancouver Island Time. I'm here with Joanna Ridley, who owns the Daring Dachshund. And we're going to be talking today about Colwood and what it's like to live here. So Joanna has lived here a couple of years. She lives in an apartment building right near Belmont Park, which is where my kids went to school at John Stubbs Elementary. It's right across the street. And she's right near the beach. And it's a fabulous area, very central, kind of on a shoulder community to downtown. So tell us how you ended up here and what do you think about the community? Obviously, you know, you could pick your places of where you want to live. What made you choose Colwood?
Well, I've been here actually for 8 years now, and the reason why initially was because my husband is from Colwood. So I come from Ladysmith. My family's been there for 100 years. Russ's family's been in Colwood for 100 years. So when we decided we were going to live together, this is the place that we did it.
So what do you like about living here in Colwood specifically in this area? What do you find? We're on the top floor of a building, by the way. We'll show you some pictures. It's absolutely a beautiful view here. We're looking south and east with a little bit of a view to the north as well. So what is it that you like about this area?
This area, I think, is a little bit of a hidden gem for Colwood. I don't think a lot of people realize that there's a subdivision down here. Quite a few people that live in the building, they go up to the Wanda Fuca Rec Center, which there's a little path that goes through the forest behind here, and it's about a 10-minute walk. If you go to the end of this street, it's a 10-minute walk down to the lagoon. If you go that way, that's the original main gate for Royal Road, so it's a 10-minute walk down to the castle, about another 10-minute walk to London Drugs and Thrifty Foods, so it's just really central, and it's flat, too, which, you know, sounds lazy, but as a dog walker, it's a really nice area to walk your dog. And then you run into other people in the building, and there's three wiener dogs in the neighborhood. So, you know, you get to, it's a friendly small town pocket in a bigger city.
Yeah, and you also get the military population here. They're very community oriented. My kids went to elementary school with a lot of kids in this area, and I find like it's a great place for Halloween, and you know, they all get together because they move across the country. They all get together all the time throughout Canada, actually. And when they move from one what's called a PMQ to another, so they know who's there and they have it all set up. Or do you find you interact a lot with military, or do you find you have the Canex right down the street? Do you go there?
We go to the Canex probably every day or every second day, which is actually quite bad. Russ and I have said we can't go there anymore because we keep going and getting chips and chocolate bars late at night, so, because it's so handy. But as far as the military people interacting, not really, except for, you know, the dog people in the neighborhood. But there's quite a few people in our building, actually, that are ex-military. So,
oh, and they've come back to, they've chosen here to live from moving here.
Yeah. One thing that's nice about this neighborhood, half the street is civilian, privately owned. The other half is military. But you've always got a basic level of maintenance on all the houses. The lawns are always cut. You'll see that there's a number of them that have been getting re-sided or re-roofed. You don't have to worry about, you know, where an area is going to be an up-and-coming or a deteriorating area. This is all very kind of maintained and stable, which I think is a nice quality. So,
I also find because the reason why this area is here is because we're right beside Esquimalt on the other side, which has the Department of National Defense, Naden base. And then with, what she was talking about, the castle, she was referring to Hatley Castle, which is a beautiful castle. That's where they film the X-Men. Do you ever go walking through the gardens?
The gardens, no, but there's some really beautiful trails that go along the side of the lagoon. So you can either drive down here and drive along the lagoon, or you can go through here and walk along the wooded side of it. And that's actually where we got engaged, was in a scenic little spot there. That house there, Russ built that house to put our engagement ring in. Really? So, yeah, so it's beautiful. We walk around the grounds, but we don't go into the garden per se, because the garden doesn't allow dogs, but the rest of the area does. So,
yeah. Just so you know, I'm petting your dog underneath the table. Okay, do you ever, so on Thursday and Friday nights down at the beach, they have the, what's it called?
What is that called?
It's called food.
Something. I'm calling it the wrong thing, but it's they have all sorts of food trucks and music and things during the summer. Yeah.
So you can come and you can get. I've had Greek food, fish and chips. They've had salad. Ice cream truck is there, and then they have people who are playing, and they have amplifiers and they play to the public. And this beach is about, I don't know, 1 or 2 kilometers long.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 2. I'm bad with distance, but yeah, I'd say 2.
Yeah, and you have a beautiful view of the ocean, and then from there the Olympic Mountains. Do you find it's loud? Like, because you can see the beach from your home.
We don't hear anything. We did years ago when they would have the Rock the Shores up at the Wanda Fuca Center. That we could hear at night. But if you like music, it's good because you get free music without having to go and, tent there or use porta potties. So, yeah.
So it's nice, yeah.
And what about the rec center? Do you ever go to the rec center, the library?
I am... lazy, so no, I don't do either of those things, but we do sometimes walk our dog in the not allowed to walk your dog nice park there. And it's beautiful. We've got people in the building that actually keep their golf clubs downstairs in the parkade, and they just go through this trail here, 5 minutes once they get on the other side, walk, and then they go golfing. So
I think the trail around the golf course is actually 2.5 clicks. When I had young babies, we used to meet there on Tuesdays, and all the mums would walk around with their babes. And then they have lots of, for kids, they have lots of like Timbits soccer and the baseball. There's a triangle baseball league that's out of there. They have skating on Sundays, which is free, and or not free, but very inexpensive. And then lots of community activities, and they also have a daycare center there. So it's really, really handy for anybody with children. This is probably one of the most child-friendly areas. So what about for groceries and stuff? Where do you go for groceries?
There is a very handy Thrifty's up the street, but I actually drive across town and go to the Millstream Market at Langford, there by Costco. So I'm a creature of habit. I know what they have in what aisle. I like their selection. It's a little bit bigger than the Thrifty's, although the Thrifty's is great if you just have to run and grab, bread, or, their croissants are better. I've done a taste test on the two because that's important, but...
Yeah. I go to Thrifty's myself. Mm-hmm. I like, we actually had a lemon cake from there that was fabulous the other day. So, and Mill Street Market, tell us about that, because it is kind of a special thing.
Yeah, it's, I think it started off kind of catering to more of like a health conscious...
High-end.
Yeah, there's more variety of things. Like if you're going to get honey, if you go to Thrifty's, you'll have maybe five different brands of honey. If you go to Millstream Market, there's 30 brands and they're all organic, made on the island or, you know, some weird blend of flowers. So there's a lot more kind of gourmet food there. I just find it's a neat place to get certain kind of odd ingredients, or if you don't know what you're going to make to eat, you can go there and get inspired pretty easily. So that's why I like it, because I always go there having no idea what I'm going to cook for dinner.
Well, I'm lucky because my husband does a lot of the cooking, but we go there a lot too if you want to get that extra little oomph or in sauces or whatever. Also, they sell really great fish, I find there.
Mm-hmm. I like the butcher. There is a wonderful man that I go there and I say, I'm having this many people for dinner. I need some sort of meat that I can stick in a slow cooker. And he says, what you need is this. Then he goes into the back and he gets it for me. It's not even in the case. I don't even know what it's called that I'm buying. So that I like. I think their customer service is really good.
And they also have a lot of gluten-free, both places.
Yeah. It's a really good selection for that.
Yeah, so you can go and they label them green or blue, depending on where you're going, right?
Yeah. They have two different types of labels. They have an organic label and they have a gluten-free label. So if you're salad dressing, my brother-in-law is celiac, and so I didn't realize that most salad dressing, the vinegar actually has gluten in it. But they have about four or five different types that are gluten-free. So I just, when I'm shopping, because they're coming over for dinner, I just go right for those labels and it cuts my time down.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's around here, which is really nice, is golf courses. Do you ever partake in that, or do you know people who do? I hear the Royal Colwood Golf Course is really good.
Yeah. Russ's mom has been a member of the Colwood Golf Course, I think, for 30 some odd years. So she goes every Tuesday and Thursday. And I have not been invited, but apparently they make a really good strawberry milkshake there. So.
Oh, well, there's also the place right across from the Colwood Golf Course, the Royal Roads Cafe. Do you ever go there for ice cream?
Oh, no, I haven't.
And they have really good brunch there.
I could add that to my list of things to do.
And there's a barber.
I do not need that myself, but yes, everything is in this area.
Yeah. Right beside that, which is sort of on the edge of Royal Roads, is a new school coming up. Do you know anything about that?
All I know about it is that, according to my sister-in-law, because her daughter goes to a private school, apparently this is a really good private school, and they're thinking of maybe switching her when she gets a little bit older. But I think it's initially the main one is in Shawnigan, but it's got a really good reputation, so.
Yeah, it actually used to be called the Dwight School, and it became Brooks School, and it's an IB, International Baccalaureate. And so they're opening up a K-12 here. So IB means it's a curriculum that's accepted all over the world. I used to be a teacher and worked at a school like that. And then so those kids can apply to go anywhere in the world, and their tests will be, or their scores will be all marked according to the standard that's worldwide. So it's very... it's considered prestigious. We have a few high schools moving in that direction as well. So what do you do for entertainment then?
A lot of our free time revolves around the new puppy, because he has a lot of energy, and if we have a tired puppy, we have a good puppy. So we do a lot of walking. So there's the Royal Roads and the beach, and then there's, you know, a couple of other nice parks. There's a really nice park that is it's just off of Burnside Road. You go up a road and there's a ranger station, and they've got a beehive display there, and it's beautiful boardwalk trails through the woods. So we go there quite a bit, because if it's windy, that's always kind of a more sheltered place to take him. So we just try different places.
Is there like a Dachshund club or anything here?
There is a meetup group, actually, that they go for a walk together once a month. So Finnegan and I haven't gone yet. He was a little bit too young as far as his vaccinations go. And then there was a couple of the Sundays that they had them that it was just an absolute storm. And I thought, you know, I love you, Finny, but it's just too cold for that. So hopefully the weather will be nicer for the April one and we'll go check it out.
Yeah, I think I saw a video of them swimming or something once or something. You know that there are beehives in the, so right across the street from Royal Roads, which is a huge, huge, I don't know how many acres, hundreds of acres, I'm sure. There's a cemetery, and on one end of the cemetery, I just sold a house backing onto it. There are beehives out there too. Did you know that?
Yeah, and there's also in Colwood Golf Course along the edge, there's beehives as well, so...
Huh. That's, I never even realized that. Huh. And so who maintains those? Do you know?
I have no idea. No idea at all. I don't know how much they need. Yeah. I think if you're not harvesting the honey, I think you can just kind of leave them to their own devices, but I could totally be wrong about that. So
I'm going to have to talk to the people at Tugwell Creek. Well, I think we kind of covered Colwood. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Joanna is going to talk to us about her daring dachshund, and you can see she is a real aficionado. She even has her let's potty little napkins here. So she's totally a character, which is why I wanted to have her on the show. You guys are going to love what she has to say about her clothing line and why she picked dachshunds as her muse. So stay tuned, and we'll be back at you soon. Bye.
Vancouver Island Time is brought to you by the Briar Hill Group at RE/MAX Camosun in Victoria, where we bring local expertise and global presence to your property.
This episode is sponsored in part by Lori Frank Mediation. Separation is a difficult and upsetting time for a family. Litigation can make it even harder. Separation mediation is a modern approach to separation. It is a quicker, less expensive option, and separation mediation puts your kids ahead of the fighting. Lori Frank is a family mediator and can help you take the first step towards the next chapter of your life. Contact Lori today for a free consult to learn how separation mediation can work for you and your ex-partner.
Hi, it's Jane Johnston with Vancouver Island Time, and I'm back with Joanna Ridley, and we're going to talk about her business called the Daring Dachshund. So I'm just wondering, how did you choose the dachshund as your muse for your business? And what exactly, initially I thought it was products for dogs, but it's not.
Yeah. It's tough because when you say you make dachshund accessories, Google and everyone else assumes that it's accessories for dogs. But yeah, no, I'm making stuff for the crazy wiener dog ladies that can't get enough wiener dog stuff.
Okay, so tell us what you have here. So actually, well, we were just looking around their place, and we have lots of little accessories like this and the napkin holders, and I see around your house. So how long have you been, what do you say, how do you say it again?
Dachshund, and I'm probably saying it wrong too.
Okay, yeah. Dachshund.
Yeah, it's badger dog in German, so it's Dachshund.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay, so how did you happen to fall upon the dachshund?
Yeah, I was a totally normal person, and I went to a family reunion. My grandparents actually were renewing their wedding vows, so I went over to my aunt's house, who was having the get together, and she at the time bred wiener dogs, and she showed them and, you know, made wiener dog things for them, and she had two puppies left.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah, so I came home with one, and then it was downhill after that because they're kind of a temperamental, stubborn, they've got a lot of personality, so a lot of people that like wiener dogs are pretty kind of fanatical about them. I don't know why that is. Maybe Pomeranian people are just as crazy, I don't know, but yeah, so 16 and a half years I had our little Buster, and then he passed away, and now we've got Finnegan, who's a puppy, who wants to get up here right now, and he's just full of beans. So
how old is he?
He is 5 and a half months, so lots of energy.
I found it took our dog really 5 years till she settled down. Yeah. So what do you have here? I see some product behind us. So, and tell us, pardon me, who's your audience?
So I'm pretty easy to buy for because all my friends and family know I like wiener dogs. So that's why I have wiener dog, you know, sugar things. I've got wiener dog salt and pepper shakers. That whole cabinet's full of wiener dogs. But that being said, as much as I love the tchotchkes, it's dusting and it's taking up space. So what I kind of always was looking for, because I wasn't really buying the stuff myself, was stuff that, you know, maybe was a subtle wiener dog design, or maybe a wearable wiener dog that was... Wiener dog's way easier to say, by the way, the Dachshund, which is, yeah. So, you know, things like that, like maybe a wiener dog scarf, but it was classic.
Themed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just more subtle, but functional, too. So it wasn't necessarily just an ornament, not to say that there's anything the matter with those, but it was wiener dog and it had a purpose, so...
Okay, so tell us what you have and what's the price point of these?
So this is a new product that we've just launched. When I say we, I always put we on the website. It's basically myself and Finnegan, but I call him the creative director so that it sounds like there's two of us. So this is a new cushion that we've come out with, and it's 18 inch by 18 inch, which seems to be the most popular size. It's got a zipper, which is handy, you know, because... I don't know, if you have a wiener dog, sometimes you need to be able to launder things. So, yeah. And it's 100% polyester. It's a satin feel, so, you know, it's a little bit more of a formal design. I don't know if the camera's picking it up, but it's a really pretty springy yellow color, and then the little dachshunds on it are with a teal backgrounds or border on them. So these will retail for $25.99 US, and, you know, hopefully that will work.
Aren't they cute?
So one thing that's a little bit different about what Finny and I are doing is that everything is limited edition. So this cushion, for example, only 250 of them will be made, and it's all original designs. So I'm actually making this pattern using software, then I'm getting it printed onto the product by this company is down in Los Angeles. So I'm the only one selling it. I'm the only, you know, they're making this just for me. So it's a little bit different that way, just that there aren't a lot of them out there. So.
Very cool. I had no idea. Wow. Okay. And what else do we have?
So this is my absolute favorite thing in the world right now. I've got these in a bunch of different patterns, but this is kind of an all-purpose shell tank top. And what I like about it is it's got a nice neckline. It's not too low, not too high, good armpits that don't show anything that you don't want to see there, and it's a good length, and we actually have these in two lengths, so this one's 21 and a half inches, we've also got a 24 to 25 inch one for taller ladies, or, you know, if you're wearing it with leggings to give a little bit more coverage down there, so.
And they, you were telling me, they kind of flare out a bit?
Yeah, it's a really nice, it's hard to see when I'm holding it up, but it's a lightweight microfiber fabric, but it's got just enough weight that it really hangs nicely, so it's not something a lot of t-shirts will kind of cling to, you know, if you've got a little bit of a roll or your waistband or things, but this is really forgiving. It's just a nice straight silhouette. So, and these are coming out of Montreal. There is a fantastic company there that they have the fabric made in Montreal, they print the fabric for me, then it's all hand sewn and done.
Can you bring it up closer to the camera, because the design is super cute. Yeah.
So these are windsurfing dachshunds.
Okay, so tell me a bit about this. When he's sleeping. Yeah.
So when Finnegan's sleeping, he's always making little eek-eek sounds and his little feet are going, and I always kind of wonder, what do dogs dream about? You know, are they dreaming about what happens in their day life, or are they dreaming about adventures? So it got me kind of thinking about if wiener dogs had thumbs and could do more than they do, what kind of things would they be doing? What kind of adventures would they have? So this is one of them here. That's the windsurfing dachshunds. And then this one here is, and I don't know if you can see it, but those are all sailboarding dachshunds. So it's just fun and whimsical, and I tried to have different, you know, there's black and tan wiener dogs, there's some of the piebald ones. Somebody that's a wiener dog person that maybe has an unusual coat will probably find their wiener dog in here.
Okay, I really want to talk about how you come up with the designs. So these are super cute. Can you hold this and I'll hold it up to the camera?
Sure.
Here. Okay.
So tell us about it. Aren't they cute?
Yeah. So I use a program called Adobe Illustrator, and it's all hand sketched. I have a tablet with a pen that I draw on, and it's by hand, but it goes directly into the computer program, and then you can, you know, tweak things, paint them. It's like drawing, but a little bit more, you know, technical, I guess, because you can move things or, you know, make things bigger or smaller.
Tell me about this one.
So that one, when I did the original sailboating pattern, I had these little windsurfing dogs on them, and I just thought it's so cute, and they're kind of getting lost with all the other bigger boats and things, so I just decided to do a pattern that was just the windsurfing. And my aunt's a windsurfer, and I just thought, being on the coast here, you know, there's a lot of people that are probably windsurfers that maybe have wiener dogs, so I thought it might just be something that's a little bit different, you know, a little whimsical. You know, life can be really serious, so it's kind of a goal to just spread a little bit of easy, fun joy here and there.
Yeah, I really like it. So what about these two things?
So this...
Three things.
When I first started out, my goal was scarves. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to make wiener dog scarves. And then it blossomed into all the other stuff. And the funny thing was, the biggest challenge I've had with my business has been finding suppliers that have good enough quality. I've got a whole bunch of horrible, horrible scarves in that room from different companies. So I finally, this is that company in Montreal again. And the edges are beautifully, they're hand-stitched, rolled. The quality is nice. So this felt like a real accomplishment when I got a scarf that I would actually put my label on and sell and feel good about.
Yeah. I'm going to show it. Yeah.
So that's a smaller length. The ones that are on the site are actually a larger, they're about double this size.
So you draw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this one. So you can hold them a little closer to you.
Okay. So that's the windsurfing dogs again. And, you know, I thought sometimes when I go on holidays, I'm a little freer with my fashion choices because, you know, everything is bright and sunny and bright colors and things. So I thought I'd really like to have a line of dachshund-themed resort wear. So one thing I'm going to be introducing to the site in the next month is actually wiener dog bathing suits. I've got a two-piece, which is reversible, and a one-piece. So this is a scarf that's a good weight to wrap around if you're in BC in our damp weather, or because it's so large, you can use it as a sarong. So it'll make a nice bathing suit cover-up. So
cool. And what about this?
This is the world's largest coffee cup. And you know, when I always struggle with trying to get things that are good quality, made in North America, and you know, are a good price point so that I can sell them to people and they can get good value. So when I got this, it took a long time to arrive, and I thought, I really hope it turns out well. So this is the sample. And when it came, I thought, well, this is beautiful. It's a powder coating. And then this is laser etched on there where it says Doxy Mum. And I thought, well, that's subtle. But it is enormous. You know, it just makes my hands look so dainty in comparison. Like I'm just this tiny little munchkin. But I think it would be the absolute best thing for smoothies. And I know BC on the West Coast here, we're really health conscious, and everyone I know drinks smoothies in the morning or for lunch. So it's got a nice clear lid so you can see what's in there. And I figure it's the absolute perfect to-go size for taking your breakfast with you on the run.
So how much do these all cost?
Oh, you know what? $24.99 US is what it is.
Okay, and then the scarf?
The scarves, they're, I'm still fiddling with those a little bit. So the small one is $24.99. The larger size, I believe, is going to be $34.99. And then these ones, the sarongs, they're a different material and quite a bit, they're more like a cheesecloth. So these ones are going to retail, I believe, for $26.99.
Okay, I want to go back to these pants because we were talking about these before the interview. So we, first of all, they look extremely comfortable. So how, what sizes do they come in? And like, do you do small, medium, large, or do you 10, 12, 14?
These actually go from extra small to extra large, and they have an incredible amount of spandex in them. So they are actually, and they're made in California, so they've got 82% polyester and 18% spandex. And since I don't work in an office anymore, I'm really embracing the elastic waistband lifestyle. But what I find is a lot of the leggings that I bought, they're starting to get pilly, or they're not thick enough. So I don't feel like it'd be something that I would wear outside. These ones here, I don't know if you can see on here, but I'm really stretching it far. They are so opaque.
They're not translucent.
No, I still wouldn't wear hot pink underwear underneath them, but you could. And yeah, so they're really forgiving. Like they're going to hold. They're actually technically they qualify for compression fit, so they'll really hold everything in a comfortable. There's a four-way stretch on them, so they're comfortable, but at the same time they're flattering. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, so I'm really excited about these.
So you're excited about these. So, and the price again on those?
So they come in two lengths. There's a capri, which is just below the knee, and that's $39.99. And these ones, the longer ones, are $42.99.
Okay, very cool. And do you have any other clothing or anything that you want to share with us?
Not right now, but there is an awful lot of stuff that's going to be introduced to the site in the next couple of weeks. So one thing that I've been really looking for is to get a nice purse. And I have a really beautiful lined, zippered, decent-sized tote bag that's coming. And we just switched over our makeup bags. I switched to a supplier that is making a really nice pocketed makeup bag for me. So, and then it's just a case of looking for more things that will work for our market. So
what I find it very incredible. Like, I knew you did this, but I didn't realize that you designed the little doggies. They're extremely cute. And you can check them out on her website as well. What is your website, by the way?
It's daringdachshund.com.
Can you spell it?
D-A-R-I-N-G
D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D. D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you should check her out because they're really quite incredible. And I think what I'm impressed about actually is the attention to detail and the fact that you're focused on quality. I think often we just buy things and we don't appreciate it. And I know because I row every morning with people who buy all sorts of pants like this, and some of them are translucent, and I don't need to see that.
Well, and you don't want to be the one to find out afterwards that you've been showing it either. So.
One of the persons today, she said, she's a swimmer, and she said that they have this agreement that if something is translucent, you know, any bathing suit, that they promise to tell one another. So we were saying, well, I promise to tell you if I can see through your pants, because...
Yeah, no, that's a good pack to have, that and the spinach in the teeth. Yeah, there's certain things that I think morally you're just obligated to tell people.
So, and it's daringdachshund.com. Okay, so if you want more information about our friend here and daringdachshund.com, feel free to visit the website. She will be happy to take care of you. If you want more information about the Colwood area, my name's Jane Johnston. I'm the host of Vancouver Island Time. We are available on Facebook on at Vancouver Island Time. We also have VancouverIslandTime.com. And then we're also available on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. So if you want more information, we'd love to follow up with you. In the meantime, welcome to the neighborhood of Colwood, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Welcome to the neighborhood. We hope you have had some insight into West Coast living. If you know of someone or someplace that should be highlighted in our podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Please go to VancouverIslandTime.com and click on our Connect button. See you next week on Vancouver Island Time with Jane Johnston.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.